This is John Shannon with Radio Free Galisteo. Today I'm speaking with Mayor Tomasky, and we are speaking about the
Native Land Reparations Pledge Program.
Okay, what is that and how did you start being part of it?
Well, it is an initiative that started from an organization called the Peace Abbey, which is in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Mm.
And the offices of the Peace Abbey overlook Plymouth Rock, where the pilgrims landed. And
started all the trouble.
Started all the trouble.
On the East Coast.
That's right, on the East Coast. And basically this started as an idea around April 2020, when former president, who shall not be named, decided it was a good idea to revoke the federal land status of the Wampanoag Nation.
Hmm.
And Louis Randa got wind of this. Louis is the founder of the Peace Abbey, and he is also part of the East Sandwich Quaker Meeting House,
okay,
which many members of the Wampanoag tribe are members.
All right.
So there was a movement in that area to support the Wampanoag people. And so he wanted to bring attention to it. That is what his mission has been for, gosh, since the Vietnam War.
Wow.
He was a conscientious objector of the war, approached the government to tell him that he did not want to go to Vietnam based on his spiritual beliefs of pacifism and nonviolence. And they said, okay, we'll let you out of this if you serve your country in some other way.
Mm.
So he started the Peace Abbey, which was a program, an educational program for disabled Americans. And then ended up being, it extended from there to art installations that bring awareness to the causes of justice and peace.
Mm.
So he's got a variety of different projects going on. They're really wonderful. Statues, big stones engraved with the sentiment of unknown soldiers killed in war. And he's just a really thoughtful, kind human being. And he really saw this as a huge injustice. So he wanted to take up the cause. And how I got involved was I was a member of the Peace Abbey for many years back when I lived in Boston.
Okay.
And really, it's a lot of the stuff we were involved in was animal rights. And also around the Iraq War and Afghanistan, we were protesting against that. And Louis, Meg, his wife, and I got to be really good friends. And fast forward, I moved out here to New Mexico. But when I bought my house back in 2008... Louis had devised a really interesting program called Home Gift, where 1% of the sale of your home could go to the charity of your choice.
Mm.
So I decided to put 1% of the sale, well, the purchase of my home towards the Peace Abbey. And what I did was I sank that into my mortgage, which was, I don't know, an extra 20 bucks a month. It was no skin off my nose.
Sure.
I was so happy to do it. So when all this business happened, when the Trump organization just tried to take this land away, a groundswell of local grassroots support was starting to come in. And so they were thinking, how can we help the Wampanoag Nation? These people are going to lose their tribal, their federal land status. And Louis had the idea, hey, remember Home Gift? Where we would give either the seller or the buyer at that time. At that time, it was both the seller and the buyer. Right now, he's thinking about just the seller. So if you're selling your home, you can either add 1% onto the sale of your home and then give that 1%, or you can just take that clean 1% off the top of the sale of your house and give it to the tribe as reparations, not charity.
Mm.
So the tribe that's on the land where your house sits, or was on the land where your house sits, the original inhabitants of that piece of land. So we're doing some mapping of territory. There's some confusion around these things. We're working a lot of this out. But the home seller would then cut a check either through the bank or from their personal funds from the sale of their home, and they would reparate it to the tribe that once stewarded the land where the home is. And the thinking is, whether it's generational or not, most people who buy and sell homes in this state, in this country, have benefited from years of equity, right? Each time you sell the home, it gains value, you get that money. Well, the natives who were the original inhabitants of that land never get to take advantage of that.
Mm.
So we're doing this as a way to take some money and put it back to the people where it actually belongs.
Okay.
We've had one pledge here in the village. We've had several pledges on the East Coast.
Okay.
And in fact, a fellow named Craig Simpson, who is a Quaker and part of the Mass Peace Action Alliance, got a home deeded to him through, I believe it was someone's will. He didn't want the home. He didn't want the tax burden. He didn't want... So he gave it to the Wampanoags.
Oh, wow.
And they are now using it for language programs.
Fantastic.
For youth. So there's some implications here we haven't even thought about. And what I would like to do is spread the word in this area and start this thing going in the West.
Okay. First thing, how does someone get in touch with you and or the organization to do that?
Yes. So my email, marenlrp@gmail.com.
So marenlrp@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. Yes. And they can contact you and you can give them the particulars.
Exactly.
Okay. Is there a website you can push them to?
Yes. So go to the peaceabby.org.
Peaceabby.org.
Yep. And eventually we're going to be separating this section of the project out of the Peace Abbey website. But for now, you can go onto the Peace Abbey website and look at the Native Land Preservation Act, which was the thing that started. This was the Native Land Preservation movement was around the Wampanoag people fighting the Trump Organization. From there came Native Land Reparations. So there's two links in there, one to each one of those. So you can read the history, how the idea got started, and what it's becoming now. You can read the pledge, because we do ask people, when they decide to do this, to read the pledge and sign it. We will keep it in an archive, give you a copy of it. We also videotape people making the pledge. Mm. Now, you could pledge your home in your will if you want to. If you're not going to sell your home anytime soon and you're someone who wants your estate or whatever to go to charities, this is a nice way to be able to... I wrote it right into my will because I'm not prepared to sell my house yet, but when it does sell, a big chunk of it's going to go here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, two questions. Mm-hmm. You refer to the Trump Organization, but do you mean the Trump administration during that period of time?
Yes.
Okay. So were they effective in repealing?
They were not.
Okay, good. That's good to know.
Yes.
And I guess that answers the second question I had. Is there anything like that for native land out here, since we're in Galisteo, New Mexico?
Yes.
Out west.
Yes. So that's what I'm here for. Any home sale that happens around here will go to whatever tribe or nation was once inhabiting this land.
Okay, perfect.
So it would either be, for Galisteo, it would be the Tano or the Tewa or the Kewa.
Okay.
We have contacted Santo Domingo.
Uh-huh.
They're a little skeptical. I think one of the things that's most interesting about this so far is when I approach the local Pueblos about this, they want to know how this is even possible.
Mm.
Who are these people? Is it an organization with tax-exempt status? How are we going to... Where's the money going to come from? So basically, it is private money,
right,
that the home seller is choosing to give. I'm a little bit remiss to call it charity, because this is not charity. Mm. This is an amends.
Right.
This is an apology.
Okay.
However, we may need to put it under charity to avoid tax implications.
Sure. Understandable.
So I need to really figure this. I just literally took this job a month ago.
Okay. All right.
And it came out of the blue. I was completely surprised. It wasn't even on my radar. And I initially said no.
Mm.
And then after several days of just being quiet around it and thinking about it, I decided this would be really meaningful and a way to make this idea become action. Because we talk a lot about reparations, especially in the African-American communities who've never got what they deserved after the Civil War.
Right.
The reason it's for Natives right now is because it came out of the struggle of the Wampanoag people. The idea came from that area. You know, Lewis had this idea. But my sense is, if we can get something like this going, it could be used for a myriad of different things.
This is Radio Free Galisteo. Great conversations from the Galisteo Basin. Radio Free Galisteo is listener-supported go to www.radiofreegalisteo.com and click on the red Patreon button in the upper right-hand corner to become an active supporting member of Radio Free Galisteo.
Reparations can't just be an idea forever. Mm-hmm. This is, to me, tangible. This isn't just, well, we know an injustice occurred. We know it was wrong. None of us feel good about it. Mm-hmm. If you're a compassionate human being.
Right.
But what can we do about it? Mm. Right? This is what we can do about it. This is pretty painless in many ways, especially if you decide to add 1% onto the sale of your home and then give that. But Native nations are not quite trusting it yet. So my job is to reach out, make connections, make relationships, explain what's going on, let them know it comes from a place of a real humble desire to even the scales. And I am a child of both colonizers and the colonized. So
I was about to ask.
Yeah.
You come from, well, yeah, obviously you have both perspectives, but you have the Native perspective clearly as well. From which?
I am Mi'kmaq, from Pictou Landing, Nova Scotia.
Okay.
That's where my people come from.
All right.
But it's a tiny percent. I was not raised on an Indian reservation or a reserve in Canada.
Sure.
I was given up for adoption, raised by an Anglo family. So I really do not lead or claim that very often.
Right.
I want to put it out there, and I'm not sure why. It doesn't really matter. Mm. What really matters is the humility and the sense of justice that's really fueling this, and what's behind it is a simple desire to tip the scales in a direction that feels good. Mm-hmm. And all the people that have made the pledge, they are filled with a sense of rightness when
sure.
they do this. It feels good. It's the right thing to do. And I feel as though it is a way that we can collect money that actually belongs to these tribes.
Right.
In reality, if we really think about it, this is their money. We're just giving it back to them.
Right. Okay, so let me ask you this. With regard to this area, you mentioned at least three original, and I'd be remiss if I didn't ask this. What about the Comanches?
Well, that's a good question. We still have a lot of research to do, and there is a lot of conflicting information out there, and a lot of it has to do with timetables.
Right.
Was it the nation that had it the last? Or did they have it 500 years before them?
Right.
Is the tribe still around?
Yeah.
Do they have a way to take the money? Are they federally recognized? Even if they're not federally recognized, we still want to get that money to them.
Sure.
If they've got land, if they've got programs, if they, you know, there's a lot of use for that money that could be done, and that's completely up to the tribe. Whatever they want to do with it is their business. Mm. But we are right now working with a fellow who is helping us map some of the territories.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
some of it's vague. We don't really know, but we're going to just be working. And I want to talk to tribal members because they know their history.
Yeah.
And they will shine some light on that. I mean, in Galisteo, we pretty much know the Tano were here.
Yeah.
Many of them went to Tusuke. And then the Kewa people were here, and in 1752, I believe, the last 52 families of the Kewa people went over to Santo Domingo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most recent that I could find.
Yeah.
But I think many different Puebloan peoples were living in this area.
Oh, sure.
We're really wanting to sort of consult with the tribes about that.
Right. Well, and that's why I threw in the Comanche aspect, because they were sort of nomadic and covered,
exactly.
you know, from West Texas down to Mexico, up through New Mexico, up and, you know, to where they are now in Oklahoma.
Right.
So with that in mind, can a person designate the tribe or Native American organization that they want the money to go to?
I'm going to say yes to that. We have a small board, and there was some confusion about that.
Mm.
It's not quite, this is very new.
Sure.
It's not quite nailed down yet. But that seems fair, that perhaps a person has a sense of a connection or a historic interest, or and if the nation or tribe is not around, yes, you said it, it could go to a Native organization.
Right.
In my mind, it doesn't matter in some ways, but then in some people's mind, it's very important that the land, whoever was inhabiting that land, deserves the money.
Right.
So there's a little bit of conflict about this
sure.
that needs to be worked out. But I'm open to constructive conversation about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Tell us your email again.
It is Mare, M-A-R-E, N-L-R-P, which stands for Native Land Reparation Pledge, @gmail.com.
And the website is?
peaceabbey.org.
Okay, great. Any closing thoughts, Mayor Tomasky?
Well, John Shannon, thank you so much for letting me come on here and talk to you a little bit about this. And I hope I can come back on occasion and update you on how we're doing. But anybody out there who is selling a home, please reach out to me. And if you want to put it in your will, please reach out to me. I can walk you through how it's done and explain any questions or anything that you might have. And I just encourage people to consider making the pledge and consider the rightness of it. Consider the way that this can go out into the world, go out into the universe, and have a ripple effect for some really good reasons. And in some ways, it's a sacred duty. I consider it a sacred duty. And that we can never, ever make it right. Ever. It's never going to be made right. But action is better than words. And this is a way to take action and allow your heart and your compassion and your conscience to lead you when you sell your home.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Mayor Tomasky here on Radio Free Galisteo. And for Radio Free Galisteo, I'm John Shannon.